Romans chapter 8, verse 28, one of the best known verses in the Bible. And it's a verse that is often quoted, especially during times of trial. And sometimes you can quote it so flippantly without maybe giving it second thought. But Romans 8, 28, though it is a well-known verse, it's still a verse that is very precious to the child of God and a verse that we can claim time and time again. It's the anvil that has worn out many hammers. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, Paul says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Now, this verse does not say all things are good. The Bible acknowledges that there are many things, even in the life of a Christian, that are not good. But the key word in the verse is the word together. God in his wisdom, God in his grace and goodness, God in his power and sovereignty works all things out together for good. Good things and bad things alike, God works them all out together for good. Just like if you took the back off an old clock or wristwatch, you see a spring and a coil, you see many little wheels and cogs, different shapes and sizes, some turning clockwise, some anti-clockwise, but they're all working out together for good, because whenever you look at the clock face, you see the big hand and the little hand and the second hand, and they're all working in perfect time and harmony. And so in life, there are things that seem to be against us, other things that appear to be for us, but God is working all things out together for good. William Cooper, the famous hymn writer, was a man who had a lot of mental health issues in his life. And he wrote that wonderful old hymn, "God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea, he rides upon the storm. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take, the clouds ye so much dread are full of mercy and shall break with blessings on thy head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower." If you love God today, and you've been called unto Christ and you're saved, you can have the assurance that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together. Things seem to be against us perhaps, but God has a plan and a purpose. God is working all things out together for good. May God bless his word to your hearts. It's a well-known verse. Let's claim it afresh. Let's bring it to the bank of faith. Let's cash it in and let's avail of its wonderful bounties. May God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.